It's like this big, and it's next to the couch, and it's on top of a broken string, and Ian and I have taken pictures of it. I know, but we think we can't tell if it's real.
I saw a real one.
Did you put a real, did you put a plastic spider back there? Yeah. Richard, did you do that? Laura?
No.
It's really nice. We took a picture of it.
There was a little one on the coffee pot. It was a little bit, I was like,
came out of the
coffee.
Are
you going to be okay? Should we
remove
it?
Shh.
I don't
want to
touch it.
I mean, she's afraid of him. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Got the butt shoes on. I'm not afraid of insects, especially when someone else is more afraid than I am. I can pretend that I'm not. Seeing his house, something fun. I never did that trick-or-treating thing, like house to house, so I grew up in a big building. Like the Marriott we're staying in, that's like 47,000 floors. Well, you would pick the girl or boy in your class who had the tallest apartment building, and then go and around every single building, you know, apartment in New York. It was great. Great. I like that. And then there was always that neighbor who ended up with raisins.
Great story.
Thanks. That was a nice story. Just a thing. It's better than going house to house.
It's not better.
It is.
Because going house to house, you get to be outdoors.
Whatever. With the suburban sprawl, you put all the people in one place, up in a high rise, and then you can walk out of them. That's what the urban planners are thinking. I waited a while. It's not your style, but it's so coming to a heart as I. I'm more likely to let it show. You can't tie the fear of strain. Open the moment and it's pain.
I'm